In 1998, Eugene Gilliard and Lance Felder were convicted in the death of Thomas Keel, but have always maintained they didn't kill the man. Marissa Bluestein of the Innocence Project says the two admit they were part of the drug trade, but says the victim's daughter incorrectly identified them as the killers.
She made what everybody can fairly call a tentative identification. After that, she saw him in a lineup, and then finally at trial. And by the time at trial, she said that that's the man that she saw kill her father. The problem is that the physical description she gave that night was of a man approximately 6 inches taller than Eugene and of a different skin tone.
Bluestein says a confession by the man they believe is the true killer and a subsequent jailhouse interview helped the two win a new trial.
Gave very detailed information about the murder of Thomas Keel, how he got Mr. Keel's gun. He literally said, "I had to pry it out of his hand."
Bluestein says she's trying to win bail for the men until the new trial. The district attorney's office is not commenting on the case. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.